Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Hi, I'm Ryan LaPlante, and I'm one of the crazy founders of Dumb Dumbs and Dice, the podcast production company that's making the podcast you're listening to right now. Now, we're clearly busy. We're producing 5 weekly podcasts and a 6th event podcast. But we want to take this time to invite you to become a part of our company and a part of our Patreon at patreon.com/dumdumdice. You can get access to our Discord, access to exclusive DM and character chats. You can get the chance to name characters in our shows and vote on the way their stories will progress. You can even become a recurring NPC and hear yourself interacting with our characters each week through the voice of Tom. You can become a patron for as little as $1, and there's great value for you at even that level. So please, join the Dumb Dumbs and Dice family and help us make even more content in a way that you are guaranteed to love. That's patreon.com/dumdumdice. D-U-M-B-D-U-M-B-D-I-C-E. So let's do something dumb together, and thanks for listening.
I am Executron, god of merchandising, and I came into existence because Dumb Dumbs and Dice has its own merchandise. That's a god pun. Get it? Dice? Merchandise? Anyways, you can get t-shirts, hoodies, spiral notebooks, clocks, wall art, throw pillows, bags, and even stickers emblazoned with your favorite Dumb Dumbs and Dice characters and their catchphrases. There are plenty of different designs available, so there is guaranteed to be something you love. To show your love of Dumb Dumbs and Dice, go to redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice. That's D-U-M-B. D-U-M-B. D-I-C-E. One more time for the mortals in the back. Redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice. Get your merchandise today. All art supplied by the brilliant Decapitated Markers.
Welcome back to Dumb Scum and Villainy, a Dumb Dumbs and Dice podcast where professional voiceover artists and improvisers explore the underworld of this Star Wars Edge of the Empire role-playing game. I'm your host, Blotto the Toydarian. This series features our Game Master Tom McGee, Ryan LaPlante as Abraxas Brash Kor, Tyler Hewitt as Vic Denbar, and Adam McNamara as the forgetful psychopath Waka Waka Fonzi. Our heroes have liberated a gang of slicers from the Black Sun. Vic made a name for himself as Renegade. Brash learned to harness the power of his teammates. And Waka Waka Fonzi remembered how he got his helmet. There, you're caught up. So get out of my shop or spend money. No credits, only money.
In the cold void of space, there are many different types of people, many different kinds of mysteries. There are Jedi, there are Sith, there are heroes, there are villains. And on this particular day, there's a droid. This droid is floating gradually against the darkness of space, its robotic eyes glittering as it tracks what it hopes will be its salvation. And sure enough, that last-ditch effort shows up, and with a surprising crack, Bracht, you see a robot crash against your view screen and start screaming.
Yeah, I can only see it screaming.
It's just, yes.
Is it like the Star Wars thing where like the eyes light up when it's talking, so I can only see that?
You're looking at a C-3POS guy. Speaking of guys, Guy, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Tell us what you look like.
Okay, so you know C-3PO?
Sure.
I'm like him, but I'm active camo all over. So I'm like if you go up north and, you know, people are hunting deer or elk, you know, I'm fitted out just like that.
For what environment is the camouflage?
You know, space.
Oh, so it's like black and gray?
It's like if you're...
It's got stars painted on it?
Yeah.
No, it's woodland camo.
Oh, okay. But,
yeah, it's real lucky you're not on Endor, because then you wouldn't have seen them.
It's for space woods.
Yeah, and instead of like the yellow, I have kind of like an amber. So it's pretty much close to yellow, but it's...
So you got like a little bit of spooky eyes, and then I'm looking at a forest shaped like a droid. Okay.
So he starts tapping on the glass. Brash, you've pulled out of the asteroid field and are just a ways away. You hadn't made the jump to hyperspace yet when this droid smashed against your windshield. Who else is in the cockpit, do you think? Would Vic be there? I assume Waka's like hanging out in his broom closet or
I want to look into my bike.
Okay.
So I'm around my bike because that's not fixed yet. So I want my bike to get fixed.
All right. So Shatterstar is patiently explaining that she doesn't have all the material she needs. She says a golf cart would have really helped or maybe a Grok droid. Vic, where do you think you are?
I'm in my room regaling dibs with tales of my heroic prowess, greatly embellishing them.
I took that as you saying anything. I assumed would be greatly embellished. Okay, good. Okay, so I think maybe we'll say then, Ryan, it's Brash and Sterling hanging out
in the
cockpit. And he's like, hey, you got a droid on your windshield there, bud.
Yeah, just a second. And I want to reach down and I want to see if I can flip through the comms channels if I can pick up the droid.
Go ahead and roll me a mechanics check, please.
Mechanics. Mechanics. Okay, mechanics uses intelligence, so I just have intelligence.
Great. So, yep, grab your one green. We'll just make this a one purple check.
Okay.
For those of you listening at home, this is Guy's first time playing Edge of the Empire, so I'm going to be re-explaining the rules as we go. So this is a perfect check to start that off. So, Guy, the way difficulty works in this game, unlike, say, Dungeons & Dragons, where you're trying to beat a specific number, is there are bad dice and good dice. And based on the difficulty of the check, we'll add more and more bad dice. And if things are really dire, those bad dice might get upgraded to, like, super bad dice. But if you've got lots of skills, your good dice can be upgraded to super good dice. And then there are also these little blue guys and these little black guys that get added as... If you're trying to, let's say, unscrew a bolt and you have a wrench, then you get a blue guy. If you're doing it in the rain, you might get a black dice that'll make it a little bit more difficult. So I'll call all the dice, so you don't need to worry about anything other than rolling them.
Because I'm looking in your eyes like I'm understanding, but I am not understanding.
I actually gathered that from the look in your eyes. but yes, so we'll cover that more as we go. But in this case, Ryan doesn't have any skills in this.
Yes, I had 2 intellect. So I get 2 green dice just because I'm smart, but I do not know anything about mechanics.
Yeah, great. But also it's not that hard because you're looking for a droid.
Yeah.
And I'll give you 1 blue from the droid presumably trying to contact you.
That makes sense.
As opposed to just sitting there being like, help me.
Okay, that is 1 success.
1 success? All right, good enough. So you start going through the channels, and like you get like a classic rock station, and you get like a country western station. You get one that's just cantina jams. You get the sense this might be Waka's like bike station that he's always on.
Yeah.
And then finally, you get the droid. So, Guy, you are staring through the plexiglass. Good news is like you don't need to breathe, so this isn't... as dire, just dire because your jetpack's out of fuel. So this is helpful to you. But suddenly you hear kind of a hiss, and then you realize you're connected to the Faline on the other side. Faline are kind of green Very, very handsome Prince Scheisor looking motherfuckers. So, yes, he's...
Picture like a Gamora from Guardians of the Galaxy, but male, looking like Cristiano Ronaldo, with like a very high top knot, like a vest with no sleeves. Like he's just leaning back like a Pirate King and somehow leans perfectly into the light to just look amazing.
And he's like, hello. So, what are you doing out in the cold?
Big Green, can you roll down the window and let me in? I fucking turfed my jetpack out here, and I'm freezing my nips out. And if you could let me in, you'd be doing me a real solid there, fella.
What are you doing out in space? Because we were here, I'm going to say, on a need-to-know basis, but hackers, Black Sun, complicated.
Guess he needs to know.
Damnedest thing, you know, I was just jetting around as you do when you're bored and tripping. I've been doing a lot of weird gasolines, you know, just going on a spiritual journey, mixing some crystals in there and what, I don't know, I got all mixed up and I got knocked around a bunch by like some asteroids and here I am, whoop. Let me in.
Sterling, who is a Zabrak, so think like Darth Maul if he didn't have face tattoos, leans over. He's an NPC. Leans over and he's like, I definitely heard there were a bunch of ships that these guys shot down. So he may have just fallen off one of those. I don't know. I mean, come on. Who hasn't been tripping on space gasoline? Am I right?
Yeah. I just like cover up the microphone and I'm like, I don't really know if we need to pick up a droid drug addict for this ride. We do have a collection of important hackers here with us.
Yeah, they're all doing good. Listen, man, I don't know if you've seen your team, but this guy seems like the least strange person you've got on the ship.
I don't know. Shatterstar seems all right. I'm like, all right.
We smash cut back to Shatterstar, like looking at the bike, being like, I mean, I guess if I paint it red, it'll go faster. You sure you want more flames on it, Waka?
Yeah, but can I get rainbow flames? Because I want to have I want to trick them with positivity, and then at the last second, death will come for them.
She looks at her meticulously hand painted flames, sighs, and goes, yeah, all right. Smash, get back to the cockpit.
Hey, yeah, I just to let you know, I'm not holding anymore. It was, you know, a rare thing, you know, only like once or twice a month. But seriously, let me in. The vacuum of space is kind of jambling my circuit doodads.
And then I just like pull forward and pull like a side thing to put him in the airlock.
Sure. So, guy, the airlock, you kind of like pull your way across, which is really funny because C-3PO's arms are so shitty that I feel like it's just you kind of awkward, like tapping your way along. You get to an airlock that opens up with a hiss. You kind of drag yourself inside. And it does the usual cycling thing. It depressurizes. All of this is completely useless for you because, you know, robots. And then finally you find yourself inside the ship. Yeah.
While this is happening, I guess I'll call to the rest of the crew and be like, everyone, let's all meet in Vic's room because we've got a new drug-addicted robot I've discovered.
Great. I'll unlock the door and tell Dibs to start making drinks.
So Dibs just starts lining up drinks, but is clearly like looking at Vic like, these are just for you, right?
No, these are for everyone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shake. And he starts shaking drinks.
Actually, no, I will have these. Make everyone else's to order, because I like these. And I just start drinking.
Yeah, he looks back at the bar, and it's clearly only stocked with things for Dagobah mudslides. great, so yeah, so he starts shaking those. So inside, oh man, we've got so many fucking NPCs now. So you've got Sterling, you've got the hackers, who I'm going to say are hanging out in like the cargo bay. They've kind of like set up shop there.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily call them in to be the new
droid. They also all have a lot of names that we haven't heard yet. So they're just chilling. Ryan, what's the name of your buddy?
Nix.
Nix. Nix is, he's like awake, but still his vocal cords are still pretty fried. So he can't talk, but he's like sort of sitting up in like a rolling stretcher. And then Shatterstar is, I think, still painting, so she won't be here.
Oh, I want to... So is my bike just not moving at all?
Like, it's half repaired, but she's missing some key parts.
Okay. Can I ask her what parts she needs?
Yeah, she gives you, like, a list of, let's say, three parts.
Okay. Can I find those parts?
on the ship?
There we go. That's what I thought was going
to
happen.
Like, well, I mean, yeah, but they're attached to the engine.
Okay.
This is just a point I have to make at this point, which is I did gene code the engine bay so he can't get in it. That and the armory are out of his limits.
Okay, hear me out. You know what else is kind of like a ship? A robot. Do robots have different engine parts that I
Waka,
could use?
You're clearly running behind. I just want to point out, I've got a new drug-addicted robot. Seems really up your alley if you wanted to join us at Vic's room.
Is my mic on? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm just sending it through the whole... I started out sending to people's mics, and now I'm just using the ship's speakers because I don't know where you are.
Okay. I mute the microphone. I'm just like... Will any of the droids we have be able... Can I use them to fix the bike?
She's like, I mean, a Gronk droid would have been perfect, but we don't have one of those, right?
No.
Okay, well, maybe we can pick one up wherever we stop next.
Would a bartending droid do?
No, unfortunately. I've already tried. We smash cut back to Dibs, a.k.a. Shake Shake, whose, like, arms are on upside down. So he's, like, still good at shaking drinks. He's just bad at putting them down. Like, I don't understand why my arms do not work the way they used to. What a weird day. Wednesdays. So yeah, you'll have to steal them from somewhere else or dismantle the engine of your or someone else's ship.
Okay. The droids won't help.
No.
Okay. All right.
I just imagine your quest log opening being like, find parts at all costs.
I wrote it down. Yeah, okay.
It was like, well, guy, you're going to have a great episode.
You're about to be cannibalized.
Adam dissembles you for parts.
Hey, don't do that, fella.
He comes back as an Ewok, and he's like, I disassemble him for parts.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right, so you are all in a sort of weird kitchen lounge bar area, and the droid walks in with, I assume, Sterling kind of like over his shoulder with a gun.
Yes, correct.
Just casually at his hip, but like around. Guy, you are, you kind of step into a large, converted space, that was clearly a mess hall at some point, but is now kind of a, like, well, I mean, Tyler, it's your room. You want to explain what it looks like now? You've had a bit of time to, like, fuck with it.
Yeah, just for Guy to know, essentially, Vic took the biggest room on the ship, which was the mess hall, just declared it his bedroom because it was so big.
Yeah. I am used to a certain level of comfort.
That's a power move right there, and I respect that,
Thank
brother.
Thank you, yes. So what Very this place good. Looks like is there are, like, two large tables, so everyone would basically eat, like, communal style. I was going to say, like, some lavish fabrics have been thrown over, but, like, where the hell would we get that? That's on the list.
That's your quest
that's
list?
That's on Vic's to-dos.
Yeah, you've managed to slice up the, like, three janitor's uniforms we found, and that's all we've been able to use for throws.
I spoke to Shatterstar, and I was like, so, like, I could take, like, where can I get cashmere? Like, what do I need to break apart to receive cashmere parts?
She's like, well, if you had a Gronk droid.
Ah, nuts. I would say it basically still looks like a mess hall, except the bar at the end of the room has been over time gradually restocked with whatever. I probably would have, like, snagged that, like, bottle of scotch or whatever that we found in that office. So that's, like, there now with a decanter and stuff like that. And so just the alcohol supply is slowly replenishing and growing more diverse.
You flesh sacks, you're like hawking back some drinks, huh?
I'll lift a glass to that and drink.
And wow. Vic, do you want to explain what you look like to our new companion?
Yeah, so Vic right now is wearing a silk turtleneck, a white silk turtleneck that he's now ripped down into like a V, so it looks like very like sexy adventuring gear. He's wearing a denim vest over that.
Say, according to him.
Yeah. I mean, he makes it look good according to him. he's got a denim vest on over that, which was like his like brooding, like bad guy phase that he just picked up, AKA Renegade, who we will probably, see the last of. Like, I don't know how much longer he's going to stick around. Like dress pants. Because he didn't have time to change out of his dress pants.
Wait, how many vests?
Just the one.
Just one vest.
Vest over a ripped turtleneck.
Yeah.
Silk turtleneck. Oh, wow.
And Vic is a human.
Yes, that's probably a key feature that you should know about. Vic Dunbar is a human man.
Vic Dunbar?
Denbar. People say Dunbar, and I have not corrected them, but it is Vic Denbar.
Interesting fact, in all of the promotional material, though, it is spelt Dunbar.
Oh, you got to be more assertive.
I'm just lazy with my character. I got a lot of characters to look after with these franchises.
Oh, you have a lot of characters to look after?
How many of your guys' names are we spelling? We kill them in the episodes they show up in.
That's true.
So that's...
This is Dibs 2.
This is
shake.
This is Vic, and then this is Dibs, and I point to a droid that's making drinks. I'm like, this is Nyx, injured but still faithful in the line of duty.
He kind of waves sadly with like an injured hand.
It's like an incredibly injured Matt Damon, essentially.
And I'm like, and this is
the doors open and Waka enters.
I'm dragging my bike with me, and I sit down, and I'm like, all right, who are you here to meet?
Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Hey everybody, Tom McGee here, your friendly neighborhood DM, and I just wanted to thank you so much for listening to our shows. I hope you're having a great time. Obviously we are. I'm probably really stressed because they're probably doing something horrible to me right now, but I hope you're enjoying it, and we're enjoying you being here. And listen, if you want to get a little bit more involved in our show and with the various things we do, you can check out
patreon.com/dumdumdice.
Where you can find more information about how you can become a part of the show, how you can screw with me on air, how you can add names, and all that sort of stuff. And it's a great way to support us in our ongoing dumb adventures. So thanks very much for joining us, and I will see you out there in the Dumbverse.
Oh, wow. Hey there.
Who said that?
Oh, hey.
The camouflage is working.
Yeah, you can't see me. You can only see two little autumn moons poking out of the darkness.
What is happening? Is this a trap?
And I pull my fork gun.
Easy, fella. My hands, I can't.
Show yourself. Show yourself.
I'm here. Somebody flash some lights on
me. Show yourself.
Shatterstar, who's a Twi'lek mechanic, so like got the long head tails. She just kind of like sighs and mutters to you, honestly, this happens to me too, and I'm not even wearing camouflage.
Who said that?
So she flashes a light on you and just does like an awkward like flashlight up and down you a bunch of times, like side to side.
Ooh, 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 hello, hi.
Hey, wow, look at that. So you got a bike there, do you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, do you like riding bikes?
Yeah.
You have fun on bikes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you do, pal. Well, hey, I'm a protocol droid, but you know what my protocol is there?
What?
Being awesome at everything. How about I help you fix that bike sometime soon?
Do you have engine parts in you that I can use to fix my bike?
No, I don't, but you know what? I'm very handy, and well, I think maybe someday I could come across something.
So, Guy, you are actually an outlaw technician, which means you have exactly this skill set.
You know what?
So we're going to do a dice roll, your very first dice roll. So be prepared. So here's the thing. The way this works is you have numbers along the top of your sheet there that represent your various kind of innate skills. Or attributes, rather. And then you've got a bunch of skills. So we're going to make this a mechanics check. Okay. So the good news is you're a really good inventor. So you have a utility belt that lets you just pull random items that you might need. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, you have three in mechanics. So if you look on your sheet there, you have a skill that says mechanics, which I believe is intelligence. So so you've got three ranks in mechanics, oh, wow. And you have four in intelligence. Mm,
he's
so
very good at this.
You're very good at this. So basically what that means is we start by making a pool of just the regular good dice, which are green. So the biggest number you've got is four. So you got four green dice. But because you have three in intelligence, you can turn three of those green dice into even better yellow dice. So drop three of your green and grab three yellow. Because you're good at being a mechanic and you've got your utility belt, you get to get one blue, which is a boost dice that'll generally just help you. But now I get to add the difficulty dice to oppose you. So as we've established, Adam's bike is real fucked up. So take three purple, please. Also, you've been floating through the void of space possibly tripping on gasoline, so add a black dice, please, as well. And I'm going to spend a point of destiny to make this even harder. So one of those purple dice turns into a red dice.
Say, Tom, I would like to spend a destiny point to counter yours, because the guy is fated to not be murdered by Adam this episode.
Okay, so Ryan's going to spend a dice to reduce that check back down. So turn that red back into a purple, and then go ahead and roll.
Oh.
Strictly speaking, not supposed to happen, but I do like the logic.
It's like doing so much math.
I know, without any numbers, just weird symbols for a proprietary system.
Okay, so tell me what I got, champ.
Yeah. Tyler, can you help with the math for this one?
So have a look at this sheet while I figure this out for you. Fuck. So he's done really well here. So we've got three successes versus one failure. So a net two successes, and then he's got
two failure with the black die.
Oh, sorry, you're right. So net two successes anyway, because I missed this one. And then three threat. Three successes and three threat.
Okay, cool. So you do a great job fixing this fucking bike. Mm. And Shatterstar is just kind of glowering at you as you do this, because like she's been working on this for most of the series.
He's just fixing it right now?
He's just going to town. And because he's a droid, he's like popping tools out of his arm. He's got a great song. So
I'm clapping.
Basically, I'm going to say that Guy, using your outlaw tech abilities, you're able to rebuild the famed motorcycle of Waka Waka Fonzie. And because you got so many successes, what's one cool flourish you're going to add to this bike? And actually, Adam, maybe explain the bike so that Guy can figure out what he wants to add to it.
So I guess Shatterstar kind of did a lot of my additions to it. So there's a fork gun sticking out of the front of the bike. Mm. There's a lot of flames on the side. Mm. There's an engine that makes, like, think of like the Batmobile.
Yeah.
So like that flame that comes out, but like five of them. So there's a lot of fire that comes out. Wow. And it plays the Cantina song whenever I drive it.
You know, this is a very badass piece of vehicle you got here. I think there's only one thing we can add to this, one little decal.
What?
It's the apocalypse symbol.
What is the apocalypse symbol?
Well, it's basically just the anarchy symbol, but I like calling it the apocalypse symbol. So it's like a huge circle? Yeah, but it's like multiple slashes to make the A, you know, and it juts out and it's in this really ugly circle, right? And it just like that A, that anarchy can't be contained within that tiny circle. That's like you living in the universe.
So are you saying this is like a giant 3D like Mercedes thing on the front of the bike, or is it painted on it?
No, I'm going to carve it with my little Bowie knife.
Like pops out of your wrist and swings around in your hand.
I'm carve it. It's like, nice. Yeah. And this will show a bond, a deep bond between the two of us.
It's not quite done yet. And I take one of the knives off of my suit.
How many do you have left?
Got a knife tally.
I have.
If you started keeping track, I'm riding this all the way to the bottom.
I have 11 knives, one vibro knife, and two super knives in my spring-loaded wrist gauntlets.
So which knife are you using?
Will this waste a knife?
Yes, you will lose a knife. Wait, are you carving or are you going to add the knife to the bike?
I'm going to slit my arm and then use...
What the... What?
And then,
so metal!
And so I like... It's like, it's not done yet. And I like... And I kind of like cut my forearm and the blood comes out. And then from there, I write the righteous indignation 2. And then on the other side, like... And I can do this. And then...
And then you fucking pass out.
I'm bleeding a lot. But like,
use a pen, Sideshow Bob.
That's a great snake.
But then, and I'll do this while you guys are having your meeting. But then on the other,
do this while you guys talk about important shit.
On the other side, I'll start drawing like the people on the ship and like little caricatures of them with my blood.
That's nice. Yeah. So the only other, so the bike is back operational. That's dope. The one catch, Guy, is by rolling threat, it means that even though you accomplish it, there's a negative consequence.
Oh, shit.
That negative consequence is, so there's two, because you rolled three threats, so I'm just going to round it down, I guess. Shatterstar is hella jealous and is now kind of viewing you as a rival mechanic on the ship, because so far she's been the cool mechanic.
Well, she should be fucking scared then.
She is, and mad. And the other one is Waka. There's something really familiar about the way you carved that A. And you can't quite put your finger on it, but it's just there's something triggers in your memory. Like, you think you've seen something like this before.
That apocalypse A sounds pretty familiar to my eyes.
And then you go
or
back to
anarchy, you know, but let's go. Let's deal with apocalypse. No. I like apocalypses.
You call it apocalypse.
I did the first time round. Right. I did. I did, yeah.
And then you go back to painting. So, Guy, what's your name?
It's, oh boy. My name is N-Gage 311.
How do you spell N-Gage? Like N?
It's like the Nokia N-Gage.
I was going to say. Yeah.
It's an N dash Gage, like the sun from Pet Sematary. And then the band 311.
Oh, man.
Is there? Is it 3-11 or 311?
No, just 311, pal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how many miles per hour this cowboy is going every day in his
311.
In his mind. Yeah. 311.
Exactly.
All right. So having fixed Waka's bike and having Waka having settled down to a nice distracting activity, it's time to talk business. So,
I was gonna say, when they started fixing the bike, I just threw my hands up and I left. And 35 minutes later, I come back for this moment.
Sure. You walk back in and you're handed a drink by Dibs, but it's like badly shaken and possibly like half upside down.
Super. You're handed an empty upside down dripping cup.
Yeah. And I pretend to drink it and then set it down so I don't have to deal with this robot giving me another one. I'm like, that's enough, thank you. And then I turn and I sit.
He's humoring me.
Barely.
And then I lean into the light as I take a seat, and the chair is suddenly higher than all the other chairs in the room, so it looks vaguely like a throne. Like I'm just playing as much as I can for power. And I'm like, all right, so Waka's busy, probably a net gain, but Vic, Nyx, Shatterstar, N-Gage 311, I overheard that through the comms. We've collected the hackers that we need to move forward. You're just going to be a part of this gang, okay? I don't know if you get a share yet. We're going to deal with that.
What?
Do you want to be a part of my gang?
Oh, you got a gang?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and you're a little leader,
are
you?
I am the leader. I am. I'm the fearless leader of the gang.
Yeah, he does think he is.
I mean, I just joined, but baby, I'm the leader, Sterling says.
I think there's one thing everyone else could agree on, Sterling, and that is no. I second this motion.
Well, and he just goes and gets one of the bottles and just goes and sits in a corner.
Perfect. So, we've collected hackers from, it feels, I'm just, do you know, we're just going to let this go.
Like, Brash can't get over the fact that he found a droid that was stoned in space and now it's part of the plan, but fuck it, it's a net gain, I guess.
So, we can talk to the hackers and figure out what we need to get to make our move on Agrippa and find out if Waka's daughter has a hand up so Waka can't hear it, or maybe your family. We could just solve these different problems. Also, I'd like to not be murdered by my siblings. So, do we talk to the hackers? Do we go somewhere else? Does anyone have any ideas?
We should definitely talk to the hackers. I mean, we brought them on board. We rescued them. They owe us. It's a perfect position to be in.
Wonderful.
And then I just reach over to the bar and I'll just take two bottles of booze and then just be like, let's go make some friends and then walk out.
And Engage, are you just cool, like, go along for the ride? I guess you don't really have many other options since this is the only ship.
Oh, you know, I'll stick around for just a bit, you know, see what's up. Hey, they let me in and that's pretty cool.
All right. So all of you, we'll just leave this to PCs because the crew is getting too large to have all of them go scene to scene.
Are there too many people?
There's a lot of non-player characters that are just like on the ship now.
It's just all Tom.
Tom doesn't need to play four other people in each of our scenes.
Yes, they're around. You can talk to them, but you don't need them right now. So all of you make your way to the cargo hold, except for Waka, who I think is still painting.
Yeah.
Yep.
Also, I asked Shake for maybe like a sugar cookie or something, just because I'm losing a lot of blood. And I need, you know, when you give blood and they give you a little cookie afterwards, like, look, do you have maybe like some orange juice or something, or like some kind
you
of sugary
you some
fruit.
Like cocktail celery.
Well, okay. All right, this will work. Nice.
Like a stick of bacon. He's like, yeah. This is all I got. Oh. I am sorry.
Oh, I guess I should. Yeah, I should stop the bleeding. So I take my vibro knife and I kind of like cauterize the wound. And I'm like, no.
You vibrate the wound shut?
Yeah. I don't think that's how that works.
Oh, does it heat it?
He knifes a wound shut.
Yeah, I kind of
Here's the thing. A vibro knife vibrates.
I thought it was like a...
No, it's like a turkey cutter that you can stab people.
It's not a lightsaber.
Yeah, it's not a pleasure wand.
So
is there like a stove in your... In your suite? It's a kitchen,
right?
It was
the mess hall, so yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so I turn on a stove and I just kind of like put my arm on
burn
it to
your
like
arm
cauterize
with
it.
Oh my God.
Like,
shake is like metal.
Yeah. Why not just yell at your wound until it closes?
So how often has that one been, fiddling with his arm or, opening up his mortal body?
That's a first, I think.
Yeah, usually he opens up the mortal bodies of others and then wears them as armor.
Yeah, he is a murderer.
Oh, well,
very casual.
Well, you take the good with the bad.
That's how we've been doing it, basically.
Oh, yeah,
we don't really have options.
You arrive in the cargo hold, and as you walk in, you see three of the main hackers crouched over the equivalent of a laptop, and... There's a tall Bothan, so think like sort of a furry, kind of humanoid looking fella who's clearly the leader. There's a sort of grizzled human who's bald with like a big white beard who's standing nearby, looks a little bit like fashion Santa. there's a real like stout kind of scarred up looking Ewok looking at the monitor, and he's like, yum yum yitcha, and the Bothan's like, yeah, who are these bowling people? Vic, as you sort of saunter in and get a closer view, you can see your parents bowling, and behind them just like a line of blue-eyed thugs with rifles.
Oh, it must be bowling night. Well, who's watching this? Like, why is this on the vid screen?
The leader, the Bothan, Liskar DeLorean, turns around. And he's like, "Oh, the handsome one said he wanted some eyes on Agrippa's base."
I don't recall saying that.
Sorry, the other handsome one who smells real good.
Oh,
and I bring out the bottles of booze and I say, "Just a sign of our appreciation for your hard work thus far." And I just hand them over.
Well, okie dokie. Bit early for me. And he starts chugging booze.
So this is Agrippa's place.
Yeah. The handsome guy said he wanted to see if there was a kid. There's no kid, but there's definitely these two. Look at these two rich folks.
Yeah.
They're definitely going to get shot.
Oh, man. That's a problem. They must have gotten kidnapped between now and when I last talked to them.
I don't know. We've been going back through the logs. They've been here a long time.
Oh, boy. And this is not my parents' place. This is Agrippa's.
I don't know who your parents are. Are these your parents?
These are my parents.
Brash is like snidely holding in giggles, just like sitting in the back, just a little quiet, just watching this play out to see if he figures it out.
The Ewok is like very alarmingly sitting there, like, heh,
heh, heh, heh, heh. I'm either really gonna like him or he's gonna be a problem.
And so Vic, sort of with a look of horror on your face, you watch as your mom just completely beefs an easy strike.
Oh my God. It's like she doesn't even own a bowling alley. Agrippa has a bowling alley and Agrippa never shared this with me. This is just the disrespect that I'm feeling right now. I must have vengeance.
Hey man, let's get Agrippa.
Hey, you know what? That kind of levity, it just kind of puts it all in perspective. My parents are in grave danger.
This episode of Dumb Scum and Villainy features the voices of Ryan LaPlante at The Ryan LaPlante on Twitter, Tyler Hewitt at Tyler_Hewitt on Twitter, Adam McNamara at AdamMcNamara13 on Twitter, Guy Bradford at Guy Bradford on Twitter, and our fantastic game master, Tom McGee at McGeeTD on Twitter. This episode was edited by Ryan LaPlante, and all of Dum Dums and Dice's art is by Decapitated Markers at Decapitated Marker on Twitter. That's MRKR. Our theme song is In Orbit by Kronox, and our ad music is No Control and Chiefs by Jazzar, JAHZZAR, all available at freemusicarchive.org. When it comes to Dum Dums and Dice, you can visit our website at dumdumdice.com. Our Twitter and Instagram are at dumdumdice, and on Facebook at facebook.com/dumdumdice. But most importantly, we've got merchandise at redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice, or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumdumdice. merchandise. That's D-U-M-B-D-U-M-B-D-I-C-E. Now get out of my shop. I'm a Toydarian. Your Jedi mind tricks do not work on me.
Dum Dums and Dice has to give a special thank you to the supreme beings of our Patreon at this time. Christian Manicola, Long Long, The Half-Blind Prophet, James Cuellar, DM Rob, Christopher Little, Joshua White, Olin Anderson, and Jill and Noel LaPlante. If you want your name to be added to this list, you can join our Patreon too at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Thanks to them, and a little bit of thanks to you.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.